Well, Warren, thanks for being here with us today.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure to get the time to talk about our cause.
And yeah, we're here. It's Knoxville Nationals already underway Wednesday afternoon here. The race is about to start tonight. And Warren is here. He's with the Fallen Heroes Memorial Race, a race that supports concerns of police survivors or cops. Warren, talk a little bit about your story and how you got involved with the cops organization.
Well, this kind of started back probably about 10 years ago. My son and myself and a friend of mine and his driver, who happened to be named Danny Martinez Jr., we raced Legends cars, and we both had RVs, and so we decided to load them up, and we hit 7 races in 10 days. And at that point in time, Danny was a police officer, and my son was just getting ready to go into the police academy. And so they got to spend a little time together. And one of the things that Danny had told my son, he said, sometimes people don't want help, even though you have a noble cause, you want to go help the guy, but sometimes you got to be aware that they just don't want the help. But the main thing is, he said, just be careful in domestic abuse situations. He said, because you just never know. They seem to be the most explosive. The only problem was, is in 2007, Danny, who was off duty at the time, they got a call in the precinct that there was a lady needed help in a domestic abuse situation and she needed to go pick up her kids. And so Danny volunteered to go on that call. Well, they went to the door, knocked on the door, and the brother of the boyfriend was in there and said, I'll get him ready, so just wait out here. And what happened was, is he went back in, came out the back door, and shot my friend Danny and the mother. The mother survived, but Danny did not survive. That was in 2007, leaving a wife and 5 kids behind. So Danny's car owner, whose name is Gary Hinton, and I decided we'd like to do something in his honor, but we wanted to do it on a big stage. And I've been coming to the Knoxville Nationals a few years, and I got to talking to Ralph Capitani. I said, Ralph, I said, I got this idea. I said, I know I'm asking an awful lot to be coming into your area because I know it's sacred ground for sprint cars, but would you allow us to come in and put this event on to raise funds for the Cops Foundation? He said, well, I'm going to have to think about that. Well, the very next year he invited us to come do it, and this will be our 4th straight year.
And the Cops Foundation, can you talk a little bit about what that does, concerns of police survivors?
COPS stands for Concerns of Police Survivors, and what they do is when an officer loses his life, they come to help the families in the time of grieving. They help them make arrangements for funerals. They're there with the kids. They send them to camps where the family members can actually go and spend time with other officers' families that have been through it before. And 2 years ago, we sent 13 family members to Washington, D.C., to a COPS camp. Sometimes the families are left behind. They lose their loved ones and life goes on, but the family is still grieving. And we just think that there are things in place for their families, but there aren't necessarily things in place for the families. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to raise awareness and raise funding that will help. In the event of an officer that has fallen, we try to honor each one of those as they come. And 140 to 165 officers a year are killed in the line of duty. And each year we try to honor a different officer. Last year, State Trooper Mark Toney was our honorary fallen officer. The year before that, it was Eric Stein. And the first year was my friend, Danny Martinez Jr.
And through this race, you've been able to raise almost $20,000 to help support the COPS Foundation. And that's a pretty tremendous amount.
It's a nice number. That work starts like the day after we get done with our event on Thursday, we start working on the next year. And we are a legitimate, real operation here. We are a nonprofit organization. The money all goes to the COPS Foundation.
And so this Fallen Heroes Memorial Race, can you talk about the race a little bit?
Yeah, actually, we've got a nice field of cars coming in again this year. This year, we've got 27 competitors. We'll see 26 on Wednesday night and 27 on Thursday night. Over the years, we've had competitors come from as far away as New Mexico, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, of course, Iowa. We've got a couple from Missouri this year that we're glad to get the surrounding states all represented. Not only are they representing their state, all these cars will have the name of a fallen officer from their state. And some of them, in some cases, are people that our racers actually knew. And they will have a name on their car, and they will all have a bio sheet, and they'll know how that officer lost his life.
And there's also going to be a barbecue, too, this year.
Yeah, this is just something we do for all the racers and their crew members. We have local pork producers from my area, which is Johnson County, Washington County area. They have been gracious to donate funding, and also last year they came and we did a deal downtown on the square. We had Harry Harrington come in from Olathe, Kansas, and he spoke to the group. This year we're just going to do it all just two blocks north of the Speedway over on, I believe it's Jackson Street. We just show our appreciation to all the competitors and their crew members by putting a nice meal on for them and letting them relax a little bit also.
And of course, people wandering around the fairgrounds at the racetrack here, they can find out more information about the CAPS Foundation as well, because you guys have a booth set up here in the show pavilion in the raceway.
Yes, most definitely. And we are in the southwest corner of the pavilion, and you got to come learn about the CAPS Foundation. But not only that, we've got the Newton Culver's owner on board with us again this year. We'll be selling frozen custard. And all the proceeds will also go to the CAPS Foundation. And one other little thing is, for all you fans out there that are just kind of wandering around throughout the day, on Thursday the 8th, I would like for you to stop up at the Dollar General store, which is the North Dollar General store north of the track. And probably from around 9:30 to 10 o'clock, we'll be doing wheel dyno checks on Legends cars in the parking lot up until probably about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Warren?
Well, I guess I just want to let the fans all know that we're here not to step on anybody's toes. We're here to get the word out about the cause. And it's near and dear to my heart. Sometimes I get a little emotional about it because my son being a police officer himself. One other thing I would like to mention, we do have some of the management coming from Camdenton, Missouri, from the National CAPS Foundation. Her name is Carolyn Davenroy. And I think she'll be addressing the crowd probably Thursday night, if not maybe Wednesday also.
Well, it sounds like a tremendous cause, and we're glad that you're here and able to do this at the Knoxville Raceway, one of the biggest stages. So thanks for being here with us today, and we look forward to the races the next couple days.
I really appreciate the time you've given us, and fans, step up and get involved, and that's kind of our theme this year. You'll see a lot of us wearing shirts, and it will say on the back, the Fallen Officers Memorial Race. It'll say, because we care, and on the front pocket, it will say, get involved. You can also find out more from www.nationalcops.org, and you can actually make donations right to them directly.